Hello, I'm Jen Taylor, host of the Design Your Wedding Business podcast. I am letting you know that I have created a great quiz that will help you figure out which of the eight CEOs you need to be working on and the tasks that would benefit you the most. I hope you hop down to the show notes, click the link, and take the quiz. I promise it's a quick 2-minute quiz, and I can't wait to see what your feedback is. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Jen Taylor, and you're listening to Design Your Wedding Business. As a wedding business coach, I've made it my mission to help creative entrepreneurs build streamlined workflows, processes, and procedures so they can grow their business and spend time on what they love the most, their craft, their family, and their lives. I understand how you feel, and I know it may not be fun to put in the work to build a well-oiled machine, but luckily for you, that's what I love to do. On this podcast, I'm teaching you how to take the stress and chaos out of your business, remove the guesswork, and discover a clear, profitable path to sustainable growth. Let's get started. Welcome to the Design Your Wedding Business podcast. I'm Jen Taylor. And today's episode, did you ever wonder why you feel so productive in the fall or maybe in the spring? In winter, all you want to do is hibernate. In spring, you just have a boundless energy. In summer, well, it's just summer. Our bodies are connected to the earth. So our guest today is my own energy healer, and she's going to tell us more about the energies of the season and how we can use them for our benefit in our lives and our business. Jenny Dawn is a gifted and experienced shamanic practitioner, energetic healer, and life coach who empowers her clients to reconnect with their inner wisdom and live authentically. Jenny uses a variety of indigenous and modern healing modalities, which focus on removing the energetic and mental barriers that prevent individuals from living their lives to their fullest potential. Thank you, Jenny, for being on the show today. I'm so happy you're here, and I can't wait to dive into this topic. When you first talked about this many moons ago, it so resonated with me, and I know a lot of people are going to feel the same way. So first of all, what do you do, and how did you get into this?
Well, welcome. I'm so happy to be here also. How I got into this, that's a big question. Life. Just life events led me into this work. It wasn't something that I sought out, but due to life circumstances, it was something that they found me. I work, you know, the aspect of my work, and even this question when I saw it this morning, like, what do I do? It's one of my most disliked questions.
I know.
Because even clients who have worked with me for 5, 10 years, they still can't put into words what it is that I do. And so I always say you have to come experience it. But in simplicity terms, I work in the energetic field. Or another way of thinking about that is possibly I work in the subconscious. So I work in the aspect of yourself that you're not fully conscious of. And we're going to work in the arena of beliefs, habits, unresolved emotions or stuck emotions. And we're going to start bringing that to the surface or shining light on that so that you can recognize the patterns that are at play. So you can also see where you're getting stuck. So you can have the awareness and the wherewithal to maneuver around that or change that up. But we can't do that if we don't know what it is.
Yeah. So I guess I probably should say I met Jenny probably 6 years ago. And she was a speaker at a conference I went to, and I had just lost my mom, and I went to this conference, and all she did was a meditation. And I'm just like, whatever she's going to offer, I'm going to sign up for it. So I signed up for her chakra class. She had a chakra series. And at the end of it, because I knew something was blocked somewhere along the way. And so I knew where it was blocked. And then I'm like, okay, how do we do this? And I did not know that I'd still be coming to the table every 2 weeks for 6 years. So it's still something that people ask me what happens. I'm like, I don't know. I lay down and whatever happens. My boyfriend came over and laid on your table, you had a totally different experience. He's like, oh, it's who you are as a person on what you're going to experience. But at the end of the day, you do learn more about your subconscious and you learn more about what you need to work on and what I need to, you know. So it's nice to come out, and there's days my energy is not so great when I leave, and there's days that it's just fine. But it is one of those things that you need to, and she does it via, you know, not Zoom, FaceTime. You don't have to be local to have the magic of Jenny in your life. So now that I've moved over, I do one session at my house and one session over there, because she still likes to get my hands and get her hands on me and try to figure out what the hell's going on.
And I was comment, like you said, like, you're still coming to me 6 years. One, you didn't plan on that. But two, you're also receiving benefits, or you wouldn't be coming. Like, you're watching how you are showing up different and experiences in your life, or possibly how you're processing emotion in your life, or recognizing you're not as triggered as where you used to be triggered. Mm-hmm. And so it's this aspect of these changes subtly occur, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm different.
Yeah. It's a fun, it's something I look forward to. So then another conference we were at, Jenny talked about the energies of the season. And this is what I want to go to. We're getting into, by the time this comes out, it'll be really into fall, going into winter. So tell us about the energies, explain what they are and how they affect or how you feel.
Actually, today is the fall equinox. So we're actually stepping into fall today. And like you said, by the time this will be airing, we'll be probably mid-fall. And as we transition into winter, one of the ways to think about seasonal energy is, so often, and this was me as well, we live on this planet called Earth. Right. And this planet Earth, she is actually a living being, right? She goes through cycles and we live upon her. So a way of thinking about that is seasonal energy is becoming aware and observing the cycles in which Earth moves through, which we do this, right? Fall, winter, spring, summer. And most of us have a very clear picture of what that looks like. But if you look at the energetics, which when I walk through them, you'll see them very clearly, we need to align our energy with that. And if we can live and flow with the cycle that we're already in, it's like a fish in water, right? We walk around on this earth in her energy. So by starting to become aware of it and living in harmony with, our lives flow better. Our lives go smoother. We start recognizing some things that we might be bumping into or going, wow, it's not the best time of year to do this because it's going against the energetics of the year. So as we come into fall, or let's just look at the season and then we can break it down. When you look at a season or a cycle of seasons, fall, most of us go, oh yeah, we start harvesting. This is a very big one that people talk about, that farmers are harvesting. So crops have, they're ripe and ready to be harvested. We're also examining trees are dropping their leaves, right? Mm-hmm. So they're starting to let go, right? The energy that was once put into those leaves to make them flourish is now, trees are pulling their energy out of that cycle. And so we watch nature kind of slow down. Everything begins to slow down. Okay. As we go into winter, all the leaves have dropped. Trees, plants, they have pulled all of their energy down and into the roots. So they're going inward, right? When we come into winter, we think about hibernating, right? We're all of a sudden, we're inward. We're on the couch. We're underneath the blanket. We're inward. Right. And so we can see this played out in nature. And then all of a sudden, spring rolls around and everything gets really active. There's a lot of activity going on beneath the surface because we're going to start seeing things sprout forward. And then when we look into summer, everything goes into full bloom. There's an intensity, there's a hot, like summer. Everybody's outside. The days are full. We're going from 5 a.m. until 10 p.m. It's light, depending on what area of the country you live in. And you feel like you can't rest. And if you look at plants, like everything's in full bloom. They're flowering. They're you know, fruit. Everything's going outwardly. So there's this huge outwardly expression. And then you watch the cycle again. So that's just like a big recap of the cycle. And now I think we can break it down a little bit.
Yeah. I'd like to, especially the part about the weeding out.
Yes. So fall, as we come into fall right now, one of the things about fall is, well, especially now when you start looking at a season and you start looking at it in your life as well. Okay. So some of the things that I'm going to say, reflect on, well, how does that show up in my personal life? And how does that affect me in maybe my relationships, maybe my business, my home? But you can look at the energy and go, huh, okay. And sometimes when you look at business, I think it's really easy because fall is about harvesting, right? So what did you throw out in spring that took hold, then that bloomed, that worked? And now you're harvesting in the fall, whether it was an idea or a project. But it's like, oh, that worked. That took root. I'm going to harvest that. And I'm going to keep that for next season. Mm-hmm. Right. And now what didn't work? What seeds did you plant that didn't bloom? What ideas did you put out there that didn't work? Yeah. Right. And then that's the ones we want to let go of. That didn't work. And so it's also fall is a time of reflection. It's a time of going inward, because we're right, we're starting to pull our energy in and we're starting to introspect and look at what's happening simultaneously as we're gathering what we're going to use for the next season. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think that's important to look, because there's really two things going on in fall. And if you've noticed, I know I have, like, are you slowing down? You're not as active as you were even a month ago.
Well, especially around here, it's starting to get dark.
Exactly. You felt fall come in.
Mm-hmm.
Felt the cooler mornings and the cooler evenings, and it's getting darker earlier and it's staying darker later in the morning. So you've naturally slowed down. I know I have, you know, like all summer I was out in the yard, out in the gardens, doing this, doing that. And now I'm like laying in bed an hour later every morning. Right. So it's slowing down. And so honor that slowdown.
Yeah.
Okay. Fall is actually a time of coming into touch with our emotions as well, because as we slow down, we tend to feel a little bit more, right? Versus that faster pace. And it's letting the things that didn't work die. So it's letting go of the things that didn't work, whether you have a pattern that's not working for you. You know, did you pick up some patterns that aren't serving you? Let them go. This is the perfect time to let them go. And I always say trees are great teachers right now because they so effortlessly drop their leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They so effortlessly drop them.
Where we hold on to things.
What we hold on to things, we hold on to beliefs, we hold on to emotions, we hold on to mindsets. We hold on to our pride. We hold on to our ego. So when we're self-examining our interior world, what are you willing to let go of? And can you just let it drop just like a tree does its leaves?
No.
Right? And then you'll notice we're going to slowly transition into winter, right? And things now, when you look outside, things look very dormant, right? There's not a lot of activity on the external,
yeah.
Right? Trees, plants, any type of bulb plants, you don't even see any remnants of them. There's not even, you know, twigs that are brown because they've totally let go of them. The bulb is just in the ground beneath the surface.
Yeah.
So there's a dormancy. So it appears like nothing's happening, but the truth is, when you go inward, and you probably notice this in yourself, right? We're inside, right? We're lighting fires. We're not going out to concerts in the park. We're not going out to art walks. We're not doing those things. We're very inward. People come in, family comes in, right? So things now start happening in the deep level. So this is a huge time of internal growth. This is a huge time of reflection. This is a huge time of what I like to call revisioning, redreaming, right? Because all of our energy, or when you look at nature, all of its energy now is in the roots. So think about that in your own life. What are your roots? And interesting, right, that in winter, we're in a lot of family activities. Our roots. Because we're going inward and we're connecting at the deep area. And this is a place where we also, in this redreaming, this revisioning, we sometimes get to explore new terrain within ourselves. Because winter, right, things are darker. So we're actually going into the darker aspects of ourselves, the mystery within ourselves, right? So sometimes this is where it's like, wow, I didn't know that part of me existed. And this is the time to explore that. When you think about it, there's also preparation going on, but it's happening inside, right?
The time the revisioning is about, you know, you start looking at that vision of this is where a lot of people do their planning for the next year, starting to look at their vision boards, redo their vision boards.
Boards is a big activity and right in alignment with the season. And we put all this time and energy of like, well, what do I want to come? What do I want to create? What do I want to manifest? So that's the same thing that's happening out in nature, right? All the energy is deeply inward. So it's very internal is a way of thinking about it. And as we said, this is a place of preparation for what's to come. One of the most challenging transitions in the seasons is winter to spring. And it's because it's so quick. And what happens? We go from dormant to a lot of buzzing energy, right? There's this big shift, right? And so we see little buds starting to come. We see bulbs starting to pop up through the soil. So you saw all this stuff that was happening in the internal is now going to bust through the surface. Okay. Now look at your business. All that redreaming, that visioning, that launching that you planned, when are you going to throw it out? In the spring. Don't launch in the spring.
Yeah.
Right. And they're throwing out these new ideas or these new offerings or these new groups. And there takes a lot of energy to go from dormant to visioning to bringing it to life.
Yeah.
Right. And so watching and being in rhythm with the cycle.
Yeah.
How many times, and Jen, you've probably seen this, I've seen this, somebody who's launching in the winter.
Well, they launch at the beginning of the year. And it's always a great time to think about that. But again, everybody else is doing the same thing. Why not follow more of the seasons? I mean, even right now, today, I was looking at keywords, looking at things. I'm writing down ideas that I've seen. And I'm like, okay, what are these about? So now I'll sit there and look at them. And I won't say ruminate on them, but it is a good time to say, okay, these are some ideas that I have. What's going to come out in the spring versus what the idea is, you know, now is like maybe going back to that idea, you know, in the fall, winter, you're looking at those seed catalogs. You're looking at the, you know, I know with my boyfriend, it's going to be, he's harvesting everything, but he's also taking the seeds of things and saying, these are things I want to plant for next year.
Yep. Yep. And you've got, and sometimes you'll watch somebody try to launch November, December, January. And it's not that you can't have a successful launch. But if you talk to people, they'll tell you a lot more work.
Yeah.
It was a lot more work and probably less. Because so many people are like, oh, I have some family travel. Oh, I have this going on. Or, oh, it's just the beginning of the season. Oh, it's this. And you went, that's just not where their energy is yet. Not that you can't do with it. You're just going to recognize that everybody's energy isn't there yet.
Yeah. Until January, at least for the wedding professionals, come January, they're all getting engaged. They're all ready for those shows. So, you know, we may be a little ahead of the curve. It's always something to look at and say, okay, where, you know, it's looking at those seed catalogs, looking at your offerings and saying, okay, what worked this year? What didn't work? What do I want to offer for next year? And then that end of January wedding show, that in middle of, you know, in February, March, those are places to then launch those.
Well, and that's right on time. your breadth of preference of spring, you're coming out of winter. I mean, these aren't like clear lines, right? I know in our calendar, we put clear lines. That isn't how this moves.
Yes. But it's some, yes, it is stuff to think about when you're, you know, as I said, I'm just starting to sit here at my desk and start working on things. And then I'm like, okay, these are things to look at. It's the seed catalogs, and then see what I want to go forward with for the next year.
From work, what worked this year? What do I want to move into next year? What do I want to let go? And then you're going to have a season of replanning, revisioning, redreaming, new ideas that come forward that you also throw out and plant. Move into spring, right? Spring is new beginnings. Spring is a lot about innocence. It's a lot about trust. It's about vulnerability. And of course it is when we're putting something new out there, mm-hmm. right? Like there's a lot of like, ooh, what am I doing? And I mean, I just think of like when you see, you know, daffodils and tulips busting up, and we start seeing this as early as February, March, right? Or I know I always trim my roses come February, and they're already starting to, you know, rebloom, like they're already turning green for the season. And oftentimes I'm like, oh my gosh. And that's why I say these aren't clear lines.
Yeah.
There's energy that's flowing. The big thing also about spring is we are planting new seeds. We are planting new dreams. We are planting new programs. And we also have to weed. We have to weed out what doesn't work. We have to weed out, you know, like in our gardens, like I always say, soil does not discriminate. It doesn't care if you planted a seed or a weed, it's going to grow. Right. So you have to spend time and energy in that new project and weeding out, keeping those thoughts, those emotions, so that new thing can take root.
Yeah.
Right. And a garden's a perfect thing to watch. Like if we just throw something out there, but we don't tend to it, we don't nurture it, how is that new idea or that new program that you're launching going to take root if you're not nurturing it?
Yeah.
So how do you nurture? And so spring's a lot about that. And then, right, we come into summer. And summer is one of those seasons, and on a personal level, I hear people, it's one of those seasons that a lot of people can struggle with. Because although we all love summer, summer is an intense time of growth, right? Everything's coming into full bloom, and there's an intensity. Our days are longer, which means our activities are longer. We also sometimes also feel more tired because it just... there's a non-stopness to it. And if it's like, oh, I don't want to do this because everything's like coming at you.
There's times I've gone to bed at 7 o'clock on a summer day where it's still light outside because I'm just beat.
Yeah. And yet everybody's like, what? You went to bed at 7? And so there's all this pressure about summer, right? And it's a time of passion and active and drive and things are moving forward. And so it's also going, oh, yeah, there's an intensity. Schools are very full, if you've noticed. Like families are very full. Your garden's very active. You have to be watering every day, and the intensity of the heat, sometimes 2 times a day for something to stay flourishing, right? And so it's recognizing all that's happening and can be tiring. Right. I have people call me, Jenny, I just don't like summer energy. Like, yeah. So where do you rest?
You don't. You sit on the couch or you're not sit on the chaise lounge and enjoy what you've planted.
Yep. You take naps in the afternoon out on the hammock, right? There's a different rhythm in summer, and you have to come into rhythm with it. And I think that's important, right? Summer, it's more light, it's more days. You can feel overwhelmed with all that's going on and all the choices that are going on. Like everybody's got stuff going on in the summer. There's backyard barbecues, there's summer concerts, there's baseball games, there's all these things that are going on. And oftentimes we sometimes have to say no.
Yeah.
Because it can be an overwhelming. Right. And so when you go to your garden or you've gone to a botanical gardens, everything's full bloom. right? Everything's kind of coming at you. Yeah. And so it's just recognizing the intense growth that can occur in the summer energy.
Yeah.
And oftentimes this is where we're going to see if something works or doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In our work life, is this working? Is this not working? Is my schedule working? Is it not working? Is this program working? Is it not working? Because under the intensity of that, it's either going to shine or it's going to fall down. So I think it's just bringing the awareness of the pattern, the cycle of energy that's already at play, and just recognizing, oh, wow, how do I come into flow with that versus push against it?
Yeah. And I mean, you just answered the next question was, how do we embrace the energy versus biting it? And it's really listening to this last section is you're telling us how to embrace each season instead of beating our heads against the wall. You know, summer is hard. I mean, for me, summer is hard. Fall starts getting easier. Winter, I am all about just chilling out at my house. And then spring is, it's that, but summer is hard. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. I think, or they don't recognize it, but they don't know what's going on.
Yeah. And I also want to say, like, everybody has a season that probably is more resonant for them. So recognizing what is your power season and what aren't, because I think that's important to recognize. Like, where do you flourish and what season is natural for you? Where do you challenge? So that if you're in a season that you're challenged with, can you extend grace for yourself?
Yeah.
Like, this is not my season. This is not where I flourish. Like, so then can you step into honoring to the best of your ability what's naturally happening?
Yeah. And I think it's funny when, you know, listening to this now versus when I was, when you first talked about this, and I can't remember how long ago it was, but I see it more now. And I think I see it now more with the man I'm dating. I mean, he is all about the summer energy. He is all about it. And I just fight. I just like, but he's all about everything in the sun. It's golf, it's gardening. And he loves it. But I think he's also now to the point where he's wearing down from his power season. I love that phrase, where I'm just now getting into where I think fall is my power season, where I can kind of just see the lay of the land and then start planning. And then start making those moves for the next, you know, the spring, the winter and spring, and having that dormant time, you know.
Yep.
Also the introvert versus the extrovert. I think a lot of that is totally part of that. And then you go back to, you know, Jessica and the Myers-Briggs and all of that, where the J's versus the P's. It's, you know, you're either going forward and planning everything, and summer's not a planning season at all. Where it's a, you know, it is a squirrel season where you can do everything and everything all at once, where it's a P versus the J. All of those relate into these seasons as well.
Well, I think it's like, if you've never heard about this before, like this is new information for you, then just start watching the season.
Yeah.
Start watching what you're witnessing and going, oh, like, what is nature doing? Because remember, you live on this planet. And so this is a cycle that you live in.
And you go through it for every year that you're here.
Yep. And so as you become more aware of it, that just like you did, then you can start aligning your own energy to it and understanding what's happening. Like sometimes we can have this off day, or you can be in summer and you can be grouchy and overwhelmed and I don't like this, and you can go, oh yeah, this is summer, this is that intensity, I'm feeling overwhelmed, like how can I care for myself right now, right? So this becomes this awareness of understanding the energy that you're in.
Yeah. So how can entrepreneurs use you as an energy healer? What are the things, and I know we've talked about it in working with me, but how can an entrepreneur, so you know, somebody who is working their own business, look at to an energy healer to say, how can I use the energy in the best of the ability that I can?
I think one of the things I love to say is, you know, wherever you are, there you are, right? Wherever you go, there you are. And so you're not different in your business than you are in your personal life. You are who you are. And so if you're recognizing that you don't have a lot of energy for your business, which probably also means you don't have a lot of energy in your personal life. Or you're recognizing that you continually bump into growth or success or feel a failure, right? Or you're having a hard time launching something. There's a vulnerability in that. Those are going to be beliefs that you're stuck in that probably show up in all aspects of your life. And you just need to recognize, like, oh, I have work here to do. And maybe, you know, you come in and we clear something in your intimate relationship, but all of a sudden your business starts going better because you're able to communicate better, mm-hmm. right? Because you're on communication. And so it's just recognizing, like, any work that you do on a personal level is always going to benefit who you are in business.
Yeah.
Because you bring more of yourself forward and you're going to have more awareness about yourself on all levels. And so that's always going to help build your business, is the way I look at it.
Okay. So I always like to ask one question towards the end of our conversation. And I always ask, what is your best piece of advice around mindset?
That it's your choice.
Yeah.
Every day. And you can change it every day. And even if you are struggling and you find yourself stuck in a negative mindset, I tell people this all the time. Write yourself notes, put them on the fridge, put them in the bathroom mirror, put them on your car dashboard. What is it that you need to tell yourself to switch it? Because you are at choice. The one thing that we have control over is what it goes on in between our ears. That's our, right? So work, it takes work and it takes consciousness and it takes awareness, but you have full control over it.
There you go. Thank you for being on. I am so happy that you're here. Where can my listeners find more about you and your offerings and all that fun stuff?
They can find me at wjennydawn.com, and I'm sure you will spell out my name.
I will put everything, all the links will be in the show notes.
They can also find me at lifebydawn.com, and that is also my Instagram or Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. You can find me there and find my offerings. And if you want to connect, you can schedule a connect. Let's connect phone call.
Great. Yep. Awesome. Well, thank you again for being on. And I can't wait to see you in a few weeks on my own. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Design Your Wedding Business. Creating a clear path for your business takes some accountability. And I'm happy to provide that for you because I want to see you continue to move forward in your business. From consulting for business operations to rediscovering your passion for your business, I can help. Head on over to my website, jentaylorconsulting.com/services, to learn more about how I can be your strategic partner. Talk to you soon.